The Making of a High-Performance Sales Athlete by Maria Lopez and Doug Dvorak. Introduction. Some sales professionals thrive and exceed all expectations in any sales position, while others struggle to meet the required sales quota and KPIs. These two very different results often occur on the same sales team, with identical training, industry experience, and support from management. Creating a sales athlete who strives to do their best, sustains their performance, and has a competitive edge is not just about learning techniques and mastering skills. In fact, this process can be compared to the same constant training and personal growth seen in athletes in all different sports and at various competitive levels. Successful athletes who want to perform at their highest level invest time and energy to develop a plan that will hold them accountable for their progress, and that a holistic approach will bring far bigger results than just focusing on the task at hand. Businesses and sales teams can learn to incorporate a whole-person approach to training their sales professionals to be true athletes and competitors in their field. This involves going beyond the webinars and conferences and creating sales professionals who embody the physical, emotional, cognitive, and purposeful approaches needed to achieve and sustain success in sales. Looking towards this focus on professional development and growth creates an engaging and interactive opportunity for companies to invest in their sales teams and see a high ROI. Focusing on the foundation or the physical aspects of training to the top level of commitment, sustained effort, and focus builds sales professionals with an intrinsic desire for success rather than working towards an extrinsic reward that may or may not provide motivation. Building a foundation. In using the analogy of training for athletic competitions, the different areas or building blocks of sales training can be identified and implemented as part of professional development, goal setting, and personal growth. The foundation for all mental abilities is a strong physical foundation. In this analogy, the physical foundation is the ability of the sales professional to manage his or her life to optimize health and well-being. It is about having energy stores in place by building in downtime, practicing mindfulness, and working smarter and not harder. Running on empty at the physical level reduces the ability to manage emotions, focus, and think, and ultimately stay motivated in this very challenging profession. Sales professional burnout is a very real issue. In a study by UN Crushed in 2021, 67% of respondents in the sales profession reported working extra hours, felt they would be viewed negatively for taking time off, and reported they are close to or experiencing burnout. In addition, 43% of these respondents agreed their workplace was toxic. The high-stress, fast-paced workplace, combined with the expectation to be constantly available to clients, created unique stress and burnout conditions. Sales managers and companies can support the sales team in building a strong physical foundation of healthy habits, providing gym memberships, training on healthy lifestyle habits, developing incentives for routine exercise, and supporting the sales team in mindfulness, meditation, and stress management techniques can all create healthier lifestyles and teach sales professionals to prioritize self-care. Supporting physical health at work, which also includes taking regular time off and leaving work at the office rather than being expected to be available around the clock for customers, is a corporate culture change for many sales organizations. The sales athlete must have recovery time built into their training while actively selling. Athletes take days off to allow their energy levels to rebuild, which also helps with the next level of training, the emotional component. Sales professionals in traditional corporate settings are rarely afforded this opportunity for rest and recovery. It is essential to recognize and value the importance of creating a balanced training block that will help the high-performing sales athlete recover to sell effectively and passionately another day. Emotional engagement in the sales process. Top athletes love what they do and why they do it. They get up at 4 a.m. to work out because it creates positive energy and emotions that carry them through the challenges of training and into their life beyond. When anyone is in a positive emotional state, they are willing to try new things, have that can-do attitude, and see potential and opportunities around them. This mindset also carries athletes through the challenges and obstacles because they understand the process and the work they have invested in. In a sales professional, this is a critical factor. They go into cold calls or sales meetings with a vision of success, They see the outcome as achievable and obtainable, and that message is conveyed through their verbal and body language to inspire, motivate, and positively impact their clients. They connect with their customers on a personal level and inspire confidence and collaboration. Being positive takes practice. Listening to motivational messages is only a start. It also includes keeping tabs on what goes well, what you want to learn more about, and how challenges provide an opportunity for growth. Positivity is not simply ignoring areas where there is a need for growth and development. However, seeing those areas and places to focus your lifelong drive for learning and improving is positive, effective, and helpful in meeting and mastering short and long-term career goals. The opposite can also happen. Athletes struggling with negativity in their life, doubting their abilities, or becoming frustrated with a lack of results will start to see a negative impact on their training efforts or distracted from the process and the areas of focus that will keep the athlete on track. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where the athlete may try harder to succeed with diminishing returns on their efforts. The same is true with sales professionals. When they are overwhelmed, frustrated, and have low emotional energy, they are uninspired and less likely to connect with customers. They bring that sense of frustration or lack of motivation into each sales meeting. Emotional intelligence, EI, helps salespeople to understand their own emotions as well as pick up on the emotions of others. Training in emotional intelligence not only increases emotional self-awareness for sales professionals, but also makes them better at weeding out unqualified leads and increasing the time they spend on those customers who are likely to make a purchase. EI also taps into interpersonal relationships, empathy, resilience, and the ability to manage conflict, all of which are essential traits in a top sales professional. In a 2020 study conducted by Jennings and Palmer using sales reps in the pharmaceutical industry, sales professionals who improved their EI scores by just 18% had a total increase in overall sales revenue of 12%. Leaders and sales professionals trained in emotional intelligence are better prepared for the sales industry's challenges and ups and downs, which translates into better overall sales quota achievement, increasing cognitive abilities. Once the individual's physical needs are met, those essential elements of nutrition, exercise, sleep, and health, and the emotional intelligence is enhanced, the sales professional can focus on the skills, strategies, and methods of enhancing their sales performance. Without the physical and emotional foundation, the learned skills are only a piece of technology. Through emotional intelligence and having the ability to understand their own emotions and respond to the emotions of the customer, the true sales athlete creates a space that allows them to choose the right sales techniques and methods for the customer and the situation. There is often a considerable disconnect between these elements in struggling sales professionals. They become frustrated as they are using the same techniques as top sales professionals, but they are not integrating the techniques at the right time in the sales process. This creates discord or a rote or robotic approach to sales that breaks up the natural flow of the conversation and reduces the potential for creating a customized solution for the client. To put this in a sports perspective, it is like the ability of some quarterbacks to read the defense and make changes in plays on the field. They have the plays memorized, the skills mastered, and have a clear picture of their capabilities to read the game and make changes as needed for success. Adaptability to the goal is always in mind as they work through their competitions and the ability to use their experiences to make decisions that will continue to keep them on track without changing their goals. Self-awareness becomes the most important skill to be able to evaluate where they are currently and what they need to keep working on to reach their goals and accomplish their wins. Cognitive abilities come from mental clarity. Mental clarity is the ability to focus, manage time, stay organized, and use critical thinking skills. One of the most effective ways to learn to harness or master the power of our mind is to use meditation and mindfulness exercises. These exercises focus on taking the brain out of autopilot and creating a deep sense of quiet in the mind, body, and spirit. Consistency and dedication will be important to create the mental space needed to feel confident about decision-making. Having this ability helps to solve problems by allowing the mind's energy, or the mental energy, to focus on the problem while letting go of distractions. Learning the simple technique of deep breathing and focusing on the breath for 5 to 10 minutes, once or twice a day can improve mental clarity and help to conserve both physical and mental energy expenditure. This gives the sales professional the additional cognitive abilities to problem solve and think outside of the box to bring about win-win solutions for their clients. Part of enhancing cognitive abilities in a high-performance sales position is also tied to the emotional state of positivity. By thinking positively, which requires a conscious mental effort and energy, salespeople are focusing on what they want to happen in the sale, not all the objections and issues that could derail the sales conversation. Visualizing the positive outcome of a sale is the same as an athlete visualizing crossing the finishing line, scoring a goal, or performing an amazing high jump at the Olympics. Visualization is more than just positive thinking. In a 2018 study by Alvaro Pascual Leone, a neurologist at Harvard Medical School, students rehearsed a specific piano exercise for 2 hours a day for 5 days. Their brains were then scanned, with significant development in the brain that controlled finger movements. Then, another group of students was told to think about playing the piano exercise for the same period of time. Even though this second group of students did not touch the piano, they had the same brain change after completing the activity as the students who had actually rehearsed. This demonstrates that mental rehearsal or visualization has the same impact on the brain as actually doing the activity. Sales professionals that visualize sales success are training their brains on how to conduct the sale, resulting in greater success when they are actually in front of the customer. Developing purpose and value alignment. Having a sense of purpose in a career is a powerful motivator for success. Top sales professionals do not get to the top by accident. They have a powerful sense of purpose and achievement in meeting their goals. They can show resilience in times of challenge, and they are determined to challenge themselves to reach new heights in their career. The only way that this can happen is by having an alignment with what you value and believe in and what you do daily. This is not something that is taught in a single professional development training. However, it is something that can be developed through mentoring conversations and working with an experienced sales performance coach. In these conversations, sales professionals can explore how their values connect with their work and harness the power of believing in what they do. This is not an easy process. We are not often asked to be introspective and reflective on the big picture of how our work aligns with our beliefs and how we want to live our life. Through a variety of methods, including coaching, mentoring, journaling, and meditating, it is possible to develop these connections, which act as powerful motivators and affirmations of why the career is essential and how it supports our goals of living a full and satisfying life. The power of going to work brings a sense of satisfaction and allows you to align with what you see as valuable in your life and the world. This is a high level of training for any sales athlete. Still, it is essential to continue to have the motivation and inspiration to set goals, overcome obstacles, and break barriers that may be holding you back. High-performing athletes understand the importance of showing up to competition, mastering the skills that are controllable. When observing the most elite, consistent athletes, there are 5 skills that I believe are the most important to performance. These are competitiveness, physicality, maximum effort, high sports IQ, resiliency, and mistake management. All these skills are acquired after hours of dedication to their craft, to the game, and to themselves. Knowing and understanding the competitive edge those athletes gain over their competition when entering their field of play is unmatched. Those skills are always under their control, no matter the circumstances, the conditions, or their level of execution. What becomes important is the ability to value those skills as an asset to their game and how consistent their high performance becomes. Summary. Currently, sales professionals are onboarded and trained primarily in the cognitive areas of development. However, simply having the tools and knowledge offers limited benefits if you are not physically healthy, rested, and have the energy needed to function in a fast-paced, hectic, and constantly changing work environment. This physical energy also needs to be cycled on and off, and there needs to be rest and downtime both physically and mentally to maintain a consistent level of performance. At the same time, not having training and understanding of the emotional aspects of ourselves and those around us leaves us with energy but no way to connect with others. If there is no ability to connect with customers, there is limited opportunity to build rapport, develop the know, like, and trust factor, and be seen as a resource to help create solutions, providing the opportunity to sales teams to develop their passion and purpose for sales and to have that align with their personal beliefs and values, creates a powerful motivator for success. It will help you reach your goals and maximize your potential as a sales athlete. Most important, it will help you remember your why, the reason you want to accomplish your goals and enhance a new sense of balance in your life outside of work. That balance will be important for your everyday success and allow you to focus on what really matters. When all these components are addressed in training the sales athlete, the training focuses on the whole being. The salesperson gains a deeper understanding of themselves and has the ability to use the tools and techniques at their disposal. At the same time, they stay motivated, positive, and passionate about their success, the team's success, and the success of the entire company.